This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. KERA's One Crisis Away project examines life on the financial edge. Today, a look at how misdemeanors play a part in the criminal justice system. UC Irvine Law Professor Alexander Natapoff recently talked with KERA's Chris Boyd on Think about how misdemeanors often push vulnerable groups into poverty once the legal machine kicks in.
Every jurisdiction decides somewhat differently, and the misdemeanor system is so large, it contains every single kind of offense, from jaywalking and spitting to littering, to what we might call serious misdemeanors, domestic violence, DUI, assault. But it's an enormous, quick and dirty, kind of sloppy system that rushes people through that just hasn't gotten the kind of attention that it really deserves.
Why would someone potentially plead guilty to a misdemeanor they haven't committed? It's not like they have the specter of a prison sentence hanging over them if a trial doesn't go their way.
Wrongful misdemeanor convictions, the innocence problem in the world of misdemeanors, I think is one of the great unexamined problems in our criminal system. And the innocence movement has done an enormous service to us all, highlighting just how often a very serious wrongful convictions can occur. But we probably have thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of wrongful misdemeanor convictions every year because of the incentives to plead guilty. If you can't afford bail, it means you're going to stay in jail until your case is resolved. And in many jurisdictions, that can be weeks, even months. Whereas prosecutors tend to make good offers up front. If you take a deal right away, you'll get only probation, only a fine. You can go home today. For people with children, for people who are at risk of losing their jobs, that looks like a good deal. Rationally, people are taking those deals, even though they may be innocent of the charge.
Do people subject to a misdemeanor charge qualify for a court-appointed attorney if they can't afford one?
So the rule for appointment of counsel is the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution guarantees the right to a defense counsel if you cannot afford it. The Supreme Court created a carve-out for those offenses for which a person does not or cannot go to jail. So, for example, a fine-only misdemeanor. For some low-level offenses like loitering and trespassing, a first offense might be only a fine. In that case, you will not qualify for counsel, which means you're going to represent yourself. And many people under those circumstances don't necessarily appreciate the full consequences of having that criminal conviction on their record because it looks minor. The system is telling them it's minor. It's only a fine. You can go home today. But that conviction will stay on their record and it will affect every future encounter they have with the criminal system.
So what happens if I can't pay the fine that is assessed to me because I'm either found guilty or have pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor?
There are thousands of people incarcerated basically because they were too poor to pay a fine. So we call that debtor's prison. It's an ironic title because debtor's prison in this country is supposed to be unconstitutional. You're not supposed to be able to be incarcerated for a debt. But there's this enormous loophole, if you will, in the misdemeanor system where people are being locked up basically because they're too poor to pay.
What is a maintenance offense?
An order maintenance offense, sometimes we call it quality of life offenses or policing, or sometimes under the label broken windows policing. It's a whole arena of offenses like loitering or trespassing or disorderly conduct. They go to questions of disorder. They're not harmful in and of themselves. They are essentially tools that we give to the police to use to maintain order in the streets and in our communities. And there's an enormous controversy over the use and in many jurisdictions, the overuse of these offenses because they tend to be overused in poor communities of color. They tend to be aimed disproportionately at people of color, particularly African-American men. In many ways, order maintenance policing, quality of life policing, and misdemeanors is one of the primary ways that the misdemeanor system creates a racial skew in our entire criminal justice process. That's the beginning of the net that is aimed disproportionately at communities of color and people of color. And it's through these low-level offenses that people have their first encounters, their first arrests, and their first convictions.
That was Alexander Natapoff talking with KERA's Chris Boyd. Natapoff's book is called Punishment Without Crime. KERA has been exploring the cost of incarceration in our One Crisis Away series called The Price of Prison. Learn more at kera.org/onecrisisaway.